One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And I'm Tony.
How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Did you see this Civil War news? Captain America.
Wait, oh. I was like,
we're starting another one?
Oh, God.
Not again. So it's supposed to be the completion of the Captain America trilogy, and I guess Chris Evans has said like a lot that he wants to go on to directing after his obligations to Marvel with Infinity Gauntlet 1 and 2 coming out in I think like 17 and 18 or 18 and 19. And but now since Marvel like cinematic basically got like an overhaul and now they have a new head person up there that's been doing like a lot of the grunt work and took over the actual position. And so now he's really excited. And the guys from The Winter Soldier are coming back that wrote and directed it. Those two are coming back to do Civil War and both Infinity Gauntlet parts.
Do you think he just really wants to direct the new Scott Pilgrim?
Chris Evans.
Yeah.
You think that that's something that he'd want to do?
I mean, he was in it.
Who?
Chris Evans.
Yeah, I know. Who'd he play? Oh, one of the boyfriends?
Skateboarder.
Yeah, that's right. He was sick.
So, yeah, maybe he would have some stock in wanting to direct the second one.
I'm kind of doubting.
Cool.
I'm kind of doubting that's. I wonder. I mean, I know that that did like shit business, but that was a fantastic flick.
I know. It's heartbreaking.
I don't get why they couldn't. I mean, and I assume that the comics went on after that one, you know, story arc, or did it not? You don't know, probably.
Well, yeah, there's like six books. That's like
the first one.
Yeah.
Kind of like how they do with Kick-Ass, because Kick-Ass had one book, and then the second volume was the second movie, kind of.
There's like Scott Pilgrim versus other stuff.
Oh, is that where you got your name from on Twitter?
No. I just thought I was cool. Tony versus.
You are. Yeah, follow
Thanks.
Me.
Thanks. Yeah, follow me. Hashtag big dick.
Give that a follow. Would you like to see Steve Rogers as, well, Chris Evans as Steve Rogers and more than just the Infinity Gauntlet. Do you hope he comes back and plays it? Kind of like how Robert Downey Jr. was like, I'm leaving. And then he's like, maybe not.
Well, it was Chris Evans, so lucrative.
Chris Evans is like down to do it now.
No one else is really Captain America for me.
Yeah, but then again, I mean, like, no one else was Joker when Nicholson was. And then you had,
Give it 10 years and some great actor comes along. Sure.
I wonder how they're going to like start replacing them. Because at one time, actors are either A, going to die, or B, they're going to be like, no, I don't want to fucking do these movies
anymore.
Well,
you're also going to have rotten old fucking Captain America if you keep casting him for 15 years.
Yeah, I wonder if he ages like all of us do now that he's out of the ice.
He's
the super serum keeps him young.
Half Wolverine.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But it would be sick like if he stayed young and then they had all the old Avengers like fucking like Tony Stark.
Watchmen.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, that's awesome. I saw this headline and it fucking kind of captured my imagination. Assassin's Creed movie.
Yeah, I thought they were talking to like Benedict Cumberbatch or something.
I see Jeremy Irons and Brendan Gleeson.
Brendan Gleeson, huh?
Yeah.
Don't know who the fuck that is.
The Jeremy Irons.
I know all about Jeremy Irons, dude. Man in the Iron Mask.
He was also in that Tom Cruise movie, not The Day After Tomorrow, but that movie where it's like Groundhog's Day, but in the future, and it's all like sci-fi and shit.
It's 12 Monkeys?
No, I said Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise. What the?
You know, like where he kills the fucking one alien, then he has the power to go back each day. Every time he dies, he like restarts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It's not Oblivion. That came out right around the same time.
What the fuck shit Yesterday is that called?
Comes, Tomorrow Never Dies.
You like it.
I know. I
you
love
like
it. Yeah,
movie.
Yeah. Tomorrowland.
It's based off a Japanese manga or a Japanese movie or something along those lines.
Tomorrow Tuesdays.
Shut up.
Once
Tuesday morning.
Once upon a tomorrow.
Rage Against Tomorrow.
Oh, God. What the fuck? We're so dumb.
Oh, man. Tomorrow.
I can't believe we're fucking.
Tomorrow Dies Today.
I think that might be it.
Oh, God. What
is it? It's something with tomorrow, right?
Quantum of Morrow.
Quantum of Morrow. Quamaro, I think. Tom Cruise.
We're so tomorrow. Stupid.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah, one of the highest, like, I typed in Tom Cruise Tomorrow, and it was like Tomorrow Movie, yeah.
We could have named
Live on the
that
edge.
Movie if we kept going.
Edge of Tomorrow. No, I don't think we were getting way off. Quantum of Tomorrow. Of Morrow. Like, we weren't getting close, that's for sure.
It was good.
But, all right, back to Assassin's Creed. Who fuck the actors that are playing them? How do you think that movie's going to go? Because I played the first game. I tried to get into the franchise. Like, I was like, okay, I've heard great things about it. I'm going to hop in the first game. Boring as fuck.
That's Altair. No, that's Ezio. Ezio blah blah. Altair is the second game, I think, second or third.
What do you mean Altair? I thought it was like called Brotherhood or some shit.
No, that's the name of the guy. You play different fucking
assassins
every time because you're in different times of the world. Yeah. His lineage in different times.
And you're part of the bloodline, correct? Did we go over this last week or something?
Probably. It's all about him downloading into the descendants' memories.
But through his bloodline, like since he has the cells of his old fucking past, he taps into those memories from it.
Connor is a guy from like pirate times and like he's one of his ancestors.
Sarah Connor?
Nope, male Connors.
Ooh, and we'll get to fucking that. Me and Tony saw Terminator Genesis. I also saw on here that there was like Terminator Genesis sequel, currently indefinite release.
Yeah.
They're not starting to film that.
I watched Age of Ultron again, and I think Vision's my favorite character.
Vision's sick. I love that fucking...
only because he looks real.
Yeah.
Because Ultron doesn't.
At all, yeah.
No.
Looks good, though. Don't get me wrong. And does have kind of a... Who the fuck played him? I can't remember his name.
I hate... Spader. James Spader.
He does have a Spader-esque look to him as well.
Well, yeah, but... it's very, like, cool seeing Vision at the end because he is, like, face-painted and...
I love that he looks at Thor and puts a cape on himself. He's like, oh, that's how we do it.
He's like, that's so sick.
And then, like, the green and shit like that. Yeah. His reveal was fucking awesome. And even him, like, in the movie was sick. Go ahead.
His, Jeremy Renner's kid... Is the drawing of a butterfly is his colors.
What?
Is in the beginning of the movie when they go to Jeremy Renner's house and what's his face?
Jeremy Renner.
Jeremy Renner plays the fucking fucking Hawkeye?
Oh, yeah, okay.
His kid is drawing a butterfly and that's when Mark Ruffalo says, no, Ultron's trying to evolve from a caterpillar to a butterfly, the metaphor there. But the colors of the butterfly are Ultron's colors that the kid drew.
You mean Visions?
Visions, sorry, yeah.
Yeah, so it's the red, green, and yellow or whatever? Yeah, that's
fucking
cool.
Sweet. Like, I saw that and I was like, oh, I know Vision's coming. That's a really cool foreshadowing of, like, Vision being the butterfly
definitely
to Ultron.
Also, the...
That's
whole,
as deep as I can get on that film.
Oh, hold on one second.
Oh, you owe me a beer for that one. Loud piece of shit.
That's
hashtag,
my bad.
Hashtag, I remember my first podcast.
No, it was, fuck, now I just hit a fucking pothole because it was like, ding! I was like, God damn it. Fuck, Vision, we were talking about that. Ultron, it's something to do with that.
I don't know.
Oh, man, my brain hurts. And I was like, I'll save it. I'm going to let him talk.
Just go through the comic files. Find the
knowledge. Yeah, I'm going through my Rolodex right now.
Say the words.
Oh, it was so cool how they did the, like, because it came from that little, like, the stick that Loki touched people with and it made them all mind control.
Scepter, yeah.
Yeah, that was the Mind Stone. I never caught that in the first Avengers that was part of the Infinity Gems.
No, I don't think they knew. I think they just thought it was some sort of cool scepter that the Kythos gave him or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember what the fuck they were called either, but yeah, the fucking aliens that were all
I thought
the
it
same.
Was just a gift from them too in the first movie.
Yeah.
They don't say, oh, that must be an Infinity Stone. It's really strong and controls minds.
And they don't really, well, they do know that they're Infinity Stones because they say it in Guardians, that purple one's the Infinity Stone.
Yes, but I think that they never knew it was an Infinity Stone
to begin with.
Ultron ripped it out and said they just see the surface. Because
he destroys the scepter and shows it.
Yeah, and
they
use
the scepter to create Ultron.
He says they have no vision of what lies beneath. They just see what's on the surface and rips it open.
I caught that too in the
theaters,
and I was
clever.
Like, "Oh, the Vision? Are you kidding me?"
Oh, man,
Star Wars 7 continues the Skywalker saga, of course. I mean, it's going to follow his, like, you know, his kids, right, probably. How do they get a black baby in there? Where's the black stormtrooper come from that you see in the beginning?
When or where? Why does he have to be related to a Skywalker?
I don't know. Well, he has Luke's, I think that he has Luke's saber when he fights Kylo Ren.
But, I mean, I think he probably has his own lightsaber of that crystal color.
No, I think that's Luke's lightsaber. Like,
how
the,
do you know?
The hilt, is that what they're called?
Yes.
Yeah, I think the hilt is Luke's. It looked like it.
They all look like Luke's except, like, Dooku.
Yeah, Dooku. Yeah, Darth Maul.
Maul.
Even
yeah.
Vader's is different. It has the black little lines around the
bottom.
Yeah,
Maul's.
Of it.
I mean, Vader's and Maul's, but like if you Maul's look at like Obi, if you look at Obi-Wan's next to fucking Anakin's, you're like, eh, it's kind of the same thing from afar.
And Anakin's, it was blue, and when they fought on Mustafar, and that's when he took it and then gave it to Well, no, he kept it. He was going to give it to Owen, but didn't, because Owen's like, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Your magic bullshit. I was like, wow, this shit happened in your lifetime.
I think maybe Luke gave him his lightsaber, or I don't think Luke's just like mixing test tube babies with other donors.
Who do you think Luke marries?
Well, he marries...
You know, I know that you know a little bit of...
I don't... It's not from the extended universe, so why would they follow any of the awesome shit that's written if
at all?
Not
it's
gonna,
not.
Then I don't know who he marries.
Wasn't that official canon, though? The extended universe?
Yeah. That was sanctioned. That's Star Wars fucking... The, like... I think it's like...
Sorry, 12. That was a message that I got from my computer.
Hey, computer, fuck you.
Yeah, maybe that was my Time Warner bill. Let me check
I'm like,
that.
Oh, yeah, let's check our bills. That's good. Hang on, folks. Listeners, have a cup of coffee or go jerk off. We're going to check our bills real quick.
We had an outstanding internet bill this month, and I've been really trying to get down on paying it, honestly.
Holy shit. Oh, the awards are streaming in for
honestly,
this production.
Most bills paid on a podcast. I can't read, everybody.
It's part of it. Every time there's a ding, we meant it, yeah. And it's a... It's a listener participation.
Yeah, every time you hear a ding, a bill is paid at my house.
Yep. And you get to punch yourself in the face.
Yep. All right, so I don't even know what we were talking about anymore, but I think that's about all the news that I have. Do you have any news? We were talking about the extended universe. Sorry, I do want to know about this.
Yeah. What about the extended universe?
Who did Skywalker marry?
I'm going to say I forget her name. Moira, I think her name was.
Moira.
She's
from the Irish planet, Scotland.
Nope. Nope. No, I'm going to do preemptive nopes, like six of them. Nope.
Okay, I'm wrong on the next six things I say. Go ahead.
Yep.
Well, no, not four, because I was wrong on two.
Here we go.
Yep, I'm counting.
You're wearing them out.
Go ahead.
All right.
Moira.
She is actually kind of a fucking, like, heathen. Uh-huh. Like a fucking, like, bandit chick. She reminds me of a wildling from
like
Game of Thrones.
Like a gypsy almost.
Yeah, but a warrior.
She's oh, okay.
Like, yeah. She's like, she's got Mandalorian training and shit. She's kind of like a spy and a thief.
Mandalorian.
Boba Fett.
Oh, okay, right on. So that's the ones with the tusks, right?
Yeah, that's their
like
symbol.
Yeah, so sick.
And Han and Leia's daughter eventually learns Mandalorian fighting techniques.
They don't have twins, do they?
Yeah, a boy and a girl.
They do have twins.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
I wonder if that happens in the movie, because you see a girl in it.
Yeah.
And you see a black guy as a stormtrooper, which shattered my little brain.
I think it's Jada and Jason.
That's sick. Luke, Leia, Jada, Jason. Yep. I like that. The alliteration. Mm-hmm. And then you see a silver hand touch something, and I'm guessing that's Luke.
Okay.
Which is weird because
they gave him
a real hand, but now that it's in the future, they're like, nah, fuck the skin. And then, like, you know, they give him that. And then you see the silver stormtrooper, which is that fucking big broad from Game of Thrones that protects the little girl. Wow, I'm really good at explaining things.
Yeah.
What's the little girl's name?
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne of Tarth.
She's protecting...
did protect. Now she's in the fucking House
Sansa.
Of the Masks. Not Sansa, the other one. The little Arya. Arya, yeah. Arya Stark. Our girl.
Any other...
No, that's all my Star Wars talk. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, did you need any other names from Game of Thrones given?
No, we didn't figure out the monk's name, but I don't think we ever will.
Oh, yeah, I fucking forget.
I should stop doing that because I just dropped...
It's not Lord Baelish, is it?
Maybe, I don't know. I don't think so. I think Lord Baelish is somebody else. I'll type it in, though, while you give me your news.
I'm dumb. Because Littlefinger, I think, might be Baelish. I don't know. It's hard to fucking keep everything in that universe together. But in the extended universe, yes, he... Luke totally has a wife, and they totally have two kids, I'm pretty sure.
That is Littlefinger, Lord Baelish.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Luke
and Leia have two kids.
I'm pretty sure.
No, Leia and Han. Luke and Leia, that'd be incest. Leia. Yeah.
No, Luke and Moira.
They have two kids as well.
I'm pretty sure.
Not twins.
No.
Is she black?
No.
Okay.
No, and actually, sorry, had to take my pants off.
Yeah, oh, man, that is a huge dick.
Dude, it is, he could snap a cat claw. It's so hard right now.
Tony's been hanging out with our cat Paul all day. That's why that's on his mind. Yeah.
Well, don't bring that up after I said that. Jesus.
He found out. Go ahead.
Paul's claws are shattered.
Yeah.
Paul's the name of our cat.
Yeah, not mine. My claws aren't shattered from Tony's gigantic dong.
No, I've already cut those off long ago. You just have those soft little boy hands.
Filed
now.
Them down.
Duct taped them over so they don't scratch my powerful leather hide skin.
Okay. I'm glad we covered that.
This is fun.
Thoros of Myr?
What?
Nope, hold on.
No, you are really fishing there.
Yeah, it's not. I looked up the Game of Thrones. I looked up Monk Game of Thrones. We did this last episode, and I think we took about 10 solid minutes. It's funny, because I get his picture right away, but it doesn't give me his fucking name. Lord Varys?
Varys.
Varys, Lord Varys. Fuck. There's probably like... The 20 people that listen to this are probably like, Lord Varys, you dumb fucks.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, hey,
like, Monk from
you.
Game of Thrones.
Like, fuck you. I'm really, really tired. He made me do this late at night. Fuck you. I've given you 9 other names.
For the record, it's 10:46.
All right. For the record, you're going to get fucked hard later.
All right. Can't wait.
Great.
Go ahead. What, you got news?
Nah.
Oh, you don't have any?
Star Wars Battlefront, 5 days from today, the beta comes
out.
Yeah,
I posted that shit on Facebook. I'm stoked. Are you gonna? It's downloadable for PlayStation as well, correct?
Damn right it is.
Fuck yeah. We're going to be getting down on that, but not together.
Me and Dan are going to hammer it hard.
Man, dude, all right. This bummed me the fuck out. So I get done beating Mortal Kombat X's storyline. I'm like, all right, cool. And I got done doing this like church video obligation I had. So now I have a bit of free time. And I'm stoked about it because now I can finally get some video gaming in. Just lay on my fucking bed.
Get in there.
Yeah, and just fucking drink some water and play video games for 8 hours straight.
Thanks for adding that detail.
No problem. So I go to pop in Arkham Origins, which is for Xbox 360. Now, the reason why I got the Xbox One was because they said that it was going to be backwards compatible.
Uh-huh.
Well, they've only backwards compatible about fucking 20 games.
Wah, wah, wah.
None of which I own.
Man, if I only had SSX Tricky, I could be playing.
Honestly,
it.
I'm like, why the fuck would they bring back this bullshit? Bring back Dead Space, like fucking cool ones at least. Anyway, so I pop that in and I'm like, okay, I probably got to download like the thing for it. And I look it up and it's like, no, this game's not supported.
Nope,
I look it
not
up.
At all.
And the only one that's going to be supported is Arkham City, so I can't even play fucking Arkham Origins on here. And I need to play Arkham Knight, but before I do that, I have to play Arkham Origins. It's fucked. And then I'm sitting here, I'm like, man, me and Tony could be having a blast playing fucking PlayStation 4 together, but I have this fucking Xbox One.
Looks like a giant toaster.
That doesn't fucking play anything that I wanted to.
I know. And I do feel for you, and in the same light, I want to say, you shoulda, woulda, coulda. You knew how baller I was.
Yeah.
You knew I was going to get on that level, and you were like, I'm Paul Wolf. I'm gonna get Xbox One.
Well, literally, they cost the same amount of money.
He's going to be so shit.
Same amount of money.
But
you actually probably spent less on yours.
Oh, hell yeah.
You got a deal.
I'm a real fucking whiner and diner when it comes to wheeling and dealing.
I got some new Turtle Beaches, and they fucking rock.
I was down east dickering.
They're over there. They got the thick ears. They kind of like the Personas headphones that you're wearing, or like my Audio Technicas. They're really soft and really nice. The bass is insane. Like, I can feel my sternum vibrate a little bit when like the bass hits and shit.
Yeah.
The surround sound in it's incredible. I was watching our movie of the week this week, which was completely unworth watching, but we'll get to that later. Battlefront beta. Let's get to that. I can't wait. 40 person fucking matches.
Get off me. Because
40
cause get
people.
Off. I need it.
That's crazy. I wonder if there's going to be any bots with them, or is it going to be just 20 on 20?
I mean, to fill a room, I wonder if they... No, they'll probably just wait till they fill the room before they start the game.
I would think it'd be cool if they had bots and, like, make it, like, 100 on 100, but there's only 20 on each team that are humans. Well, then again, I guess you could just murder all the bots and win really easily.
Oh, yeah, or just, like, point gain by staying wherever the bots kind of gather, or you'll learn the map and shit.
Yeah.
Then you'll see dudes just grouping around bot spawns and
stuff.
Now,
do you have to download the games to your PlayStation?
No.
So you just put the disc in and play?
I'm just that cool.
That's what happens, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Xbox, you got to fucking download the game onto the hard drive.
Well, when you bought it, did it say I'm kind of a piece of shit?
No. Well, I mean, it probably did. I just didn't read anything about it. I was like, all my 9,000 gamer points. I look at everyone else that has an Xbox One. They got like fucking 100,000. I'm like, oh, shit. I guess I could have started over new and just kept the fucking Xbox in here. Ah, well.
Dude.
We all make mistakes.
Dare to dream. Dude, hey. Live and learn.
Mistakes, yeah. Maybe I'll get a PlayStation 4.
And then get loves.
Yeah. All right, so do you want to hit Genre 5, or do you want to talk more about Battlefront?
I want to tell you the movies I saw.
7 gigs, by the way, for fucking Battlefront beta.
Okay. And I got that.
Yeah, I know. I got a terabyte. You too?
No, I got 500 gigs.
Right on.
But I can switch out to a 2 terabyte at any time.
Yeah, I heard that you can get externals for those, too.
Boom, bam, bam.
I didn't know that. I thought you... Oh, what's really cool is that it has a USB right on the side of it. I really like that feature.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. All right, go. You want to do movies of the week? Or, I mean, weekly recommendations and rejections, or do you want to do Genre 5?
Whichever you want to do first, honey.
Well, you wanted to say you wanted to tell me the movies that you've seen. We'll switch it up. Go ahead. Hit me.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk Terminator Genesis. Let's just bust that out of the way. That's something we both saw together.
I almost cried.
It did. Yeah, there was parts that were pretty good. There's one part. There's a lot of really...
Just one part.
Well, yeah, that makes you want to cry, but there's a lot of good about that movie.
It replaced the shitty Rise of the Machines.
Yeah.
And
Salvation, kind of.
You could take those two away and add that one, and you will have a fucking pretty fucking sick, awesome, solid 3-part trilogy.
Yeah. I'll take it.
You're not going to have the greatness that you had with Empire/Judgment Day, but you get fucking Return of the Jedi/Genesis, which is still pretty sick.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, decent comparison.
Yeah, I'm, like, pretty good at these.
Star Wars is better...
In every way.
Yeah but I mean,
except
like...
Except for Judgment Day, because that's
I'm about
totally
to say, Judgment Day is a sick flick.
It shines heavier than any... It's one of the strongest sequels ever made.
Yeah, that and Aliens and Empire.
Yeah.
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 Those are, like, the three, like, top dogs.
We're talking about top tier tonight.
Yeah, we are. I think we did fucking, like...
Best sequels. Yeah. And worst sequels, probably.
Yeah.
We've had to do a lot.
Well, yeah. Genre 5 is a fucking
bitch. We're just workhorses,
bitch.
You know?
We are.
Award-winning workhorses.
And just schlep it on our backs.
Give me it. I will Sherpa you up the mountain.
Honestly.
Of podcasting.
I was going to call the show Atlas Shrugs because of the weight we hold. Go ahead.
Murders, part one.
So, Terminator Genesis. How'd you feel about the first 45 minutes of not knowing what the fuck was going on?
It's almost like I'm like kickstarting you. Like I can kickstart you like a little weed eater.
Yeah.
With the throttle.
I'm a little weed eater.
Broke on.
Yeah. That's actually a pretty good description of me.
Oh, the beginning is a convoluted time-traveling pile of shit.
Yeah.
You get lost in the void of no one knowing how to describe time travel, and it being inaccurate is all fucking hell.
I did enjoy the deposition that Schwarzenegger gives to explain what's happening. It makes sense in the movie, and I like when they can tie it in instead of like, all right, for instance, remember Dark Knight Rises? He's like, oh, the clean slate thing that you were looking for, Selina Kyle. Let me explain what that is, even though you already know. But people in the audience that are watching this movie have
so
no fucking
stupid.
Clue,
yeah.
So I gotta spell it out for them. It's just so fucking shoehorned in there. I'd rather it be like actual organic conversation so you don't feel pulled out of the movie. It's like, oh, you're explaining something for me because you think I'm fucking dumb.
Well,
or I am dumb. You need to explain this to me, but you're doing it badly.
We're like... We've both taken the Mensa test, and we're both certified geniuses.
What's
we're a Mensa? 1 percentile. What?
The Mensa.
The Mensa test?
Mm.
It judges IQ, and it, like, if you can get certified by taking the Mensa test and passing, then you're a part of, like, the club that has been able to pass that test.
Did you pass it?
Yeah, I passed it. Pretty sick test.
Did you?
But, I mean, I was hungover.
What club are you part of?
What? The Mensa Club.
Mensa Club.
Type it in.
What do you guys do?
Why don't we just talk about Brainiac stuff? Like,
fuck off.
Like, future tech.
You had to
like,
hit the math and just fucking fail. They're like, God,
there's no math.
Dumb.
It's conceptual. It's like theoretical. Like fucking quantum shit, dude. You don't understand.
Give me a question.
It's like quantum. Like, you know, like stuff, man.
The second episode of Quantum Leap. What's your take on it?
It's like, what does epistemology mean to you?
What's epistemology?
The study of what it is to know.
Oh, fuck this. Go on with your fucking Terminator Genesis. This is so dumb. I hate your guts.
It's as confusing as time travel for yeah, little Paul.
Actually, no, this is a great... This is how you were watching Terminator. Like, I'm...
Yeah, just like my limp eye drool just staring at the screen going...
Tony, why is your nose bleeding? Time travel trying to understand.
Can't even... Why can't it be more like Interstellar?
Oh, yeah. That's weird. People had a lot of problems with Interstellar, and I was like, I didn't think that it was that hard to wrap my head around. I want to watch. I might watch that tonight.
That's a really fun watch.
That's a fucking sick movie, and it is fucking heartbreaking.
That's a good one.
Do not get stoned and watch that movie, because you'll be like, oh, God, Dad, why didn't you come back for your daughter? She misses you so much.
Murph.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. God, that movie's so sad. Anyways, go ahead.
I know. He's like, I never should have left, Murph.
No, you're going to make me cry. I'm tearing up.
Don't let me leave, Murph.
Hand me one of my cum tissues. No, I'm just kidding. We are in my room.
We're obviously waiting in cum tissues.
Yeah, I don't have cum tissues. I clean up with socks.
Let's not lie to the listeners. Come on, bro.
Yeah.
Come on.
Good.
Hashtag cum world.
Cum world. I like that. That might be the name of this episode. I can't read cum world. You were like, I'm not listening to that.
Holy crap. What could this one possibly
be douchebags. God, I hate them. They barely... Have you heard them try to describe the monk from Game of Thrones? Or fucking Brienne the Tarth? Like, the little one doesn't know anything.
It took him 15 minutes to get through one subject.
He was like, oh, she's the big broad that protects the little one.
Know, blonde, looks like she's from Ice. And plays hockey.
He said he was mentioning Star Wars when he said Moira, and he said that she was an Irish girl from a planet called Scotland. Fuck these people.
What are we talking about? Oh, Genesis and time travel. Can we move? We'll move on.
Yeah, good.
Next movie I saw.
Okay, so what would you give Genesis?
I give it a 7.5.
I'd give it a 6.
Damn, you're...
I liked it a lot, and they introduce a new Terminator, which is fucking cool, and they kind of give you, like, all of them. It's like a sous-son of, like, everything. Like, they give you a little bit of all the movies, and I really dig that, but I think that the actors that they picked weren't that great. I think the chick that they got, Sarah Connor, had moments where she was Sarah Connor. It's the dragon girl, from Game of Thrones, another person we don't fucking know her name. What's her name?
Khaleesi. Daenerys Targaryen.
Yeah.
I know it. I can say that one.
I got her fucking banner in my room, dude. Her house sign.
I still jerk off to her season 2 titty shot.
I thought it was season 1.
There's season 2 as well.
When she comes out of the fire, though, that's season 1, though.
Yeah,
the
that's
end?
Season 1.
Yeah, okay.
She also pulled titties out in the bathtub, and she pulled titties out, like, three or four times.
Yeah. Did we go over that she's not a fan of doing that?
No, she's done with that. She's got money and, status now.
Oh, yeah. Even in fucking Genesis, pretty sure they used an ass double.
Oh.
Honestly, she's like, I think it's gross that they're trying to fucking shoehorn, like, all this, like, sex into Game of Thrones and stuff. I don't think that, like, the Genesis, because they were about to go back in time, they have to be naked.
Yeah.
So, I don't think that was a problem.
Oh, yeah, she
did not enjoy Game of Thrones, though. Like, they're like, show us your tits. She's like, what do you mean? It's like a casting couch.
Oh, yeah,
they're like, come on, Coco, show us your tits.
Oh, no, it's like, she's like, am I on giraffethroat.com?
What's that fucking movie where they're all in Fame? That's right where Coco goes to, like, try out for something, and he's like, all right, take off your shirt. And, like, he's, like, taking pictures, and she's crying and stuff.
I don't know.
Is that Fame?
I don't know.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Coco, shows her tits.
Cool.
That 80s movie, go check it out. It's a horrible scene.
See
a young girl just, like, get fucking just all, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Dignity stripped from her.
Ah.
Yeah, it's awful.
That's what you're into.
Mm.
Listen, I watched another movie.
Mm-hmm.
American Psycho.
Oh, nice. That's a good one.
Man, dude, that movie is so fucking good. So fucking fun.
Holds up really well, too.
So fun.
Yeah.
Totally dated, but holds up in its concepts and its fucking, like... And its portrayals.
Dated, but like a good time period to be dated by.
There's
some movies that are dated for reasons, and like this is more so like the dress and this, like, kind of like the dialogue. There's other movies that are just like dated in the fact that they're trying to be that time because that's like what was big then.
Yeah.
And that's the horrible dated parts that I don't like. But when a movie's just like, this is like what was happening then, and we were doing something completely different, that's what keeps its, like, its spirit alive
it's
throughout
great.
The ages.
Also, the fact that you don't know if he's done anything.
Yeah, it could be all fucking dream fucking craziness.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I love how the last thing he says to his secretary, who's played by Chloe Sevigny, looking so right, is quit acting so fucking sad all the time, and then hangs up on her. And there's another thing he says when he's kind of losing it that he's like, come here, you fucking bitch. Something weird like, oh, you trash fucking bitch. Instead of calling her like a trashy bitch or...
Oh, you trash fucking bitch.
Yeah, he's like, you trash fucking bitch. Come here.
Dude, fucking... Like, Christian Bale is an insane actor. He's really good.
I was actually thinking about his range. That film, he's incredible. When he does the fucking admission on the answering machine to his lawyer. And he's like, I just had to kill a lot of people. Yeah. Like, that whole scene is incredible.
Well, but... Go ahead.
As well as the machinist.
I was just about to say the machinist portrayal. Honestly, the way that he went about, because all right, anyone can gain fucking weight for a role.
Oh, I know it.
This motherfucker. I've living proof, brother.
I've been gaining weight for a role I haven't fucking auditioned for.
I tried
my
to
whole
play.
Life.
I'm trying to get the Kingpin. Just gotta get another fucking couple years on me. No,
Vincent D'Onofrio is gonna. He's gonna chisel himself away.
He's gonna die soon.
He's gonna wither away. I'll be there.
But like losing that much weight. Like almost unhealthily, that's fucking insane. Like people got like real like up in arms about Jared Leto gained 50 pounds for chapter 29.
Yeah.
Fuck that dude. This dude lost like 40 and he was already skinny.
Oh yeah. Hugh Jackman does that shit too.
Hugh Jackman is a fuck. It looks like to a play, Greek god.
To play Jean Valjean though, he lost so much weight and then he's like, ah, oh, I'm Wolverine again. Gotta put 60 pounds back
Jean
on.
Jean Valjean. When what?
Les Mis.
Les Mis, okay, right on. Yeah, I didn't see that because it looked really boring.
Ah, Jean Valjean is the main character.
Okay, right on. I thought it was the Catwoman.
Anne Hathaway? No.
Yeah, I heard she dies soon in the movie.
So how'd you think that was the main character?
Well, no, I had thought she was.
I dreamed a dream.
Yeah, and then she's like, I'm dead.
Well, I wouldn't talk too much about it if you've never seen the play or watched the movie.
Yeah, right on. You've seen the play.
No, but I've seen the movies.
Okay,
don't try to
act all fucking, you know.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like some sort of like theater geek, but like
churched
at least
up and
I've
shit.
Seen the movie we're talking about.
Okay, well, fair enough. I'll give you that.
Give me all of it.
Yeah, I saw Oculus.
Oh, did ya?
Yeah.
Isn't that a WWE movie?
Yeah. That is a WWE presented by or studios or something.
Only cool part is in the last 6 minutes of that film.
Oh,
in my opinion.
It is motherfucked at the end. But no, there's. There's really cool concepts, but they chose some shitty Frick's in it from Scanner Darkly.
That's literally
the reason why you watched it.
Yeah, at first, and
I didn't know he was in it. I was like, that dude looks so familiar, and then I looked up his name, and I was like, oh, that's the dude from fucking Scanner.
Well, you sure it's not Danny Dyer?
What?
The guy who's in that? Because Danny Dyer looks a lot like the dude from.
It's definitely Frick.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Brenton Thwaites.
I really fucking like American Psycho.
Yeah, American Psycho's great. Rory
Cochrane.
Yep, he's in it.
Danny Dyer looks a lot like him, and sometimes people get those roles mixed up. And I might too.
You know what? I fucking didn't, though.
No. You totally got it right. Let's call you 1 for 9,000.
They don't look that similar.
Yeah, not at all. Nah, they do.
Mm. I'd completely disagree.
You gonna put another check on your tally?
Scratch that from the record.
Nope, it's recorded.
But yeah, no, I saw Oculus. It's about a fucking haunted mirror. And there's like some
say that out loud.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, why did I watch this? Me and Lane were looking for something like Halloween-y and stuff. We made some movie. It was the first day of October. Maybe it was the 30th, I can't remember.
Okay.
But anyways, it was I mean, it's worth a watch. Like, it's not, like, terrible or, like, unwatchable by any means. The deposition in that was actually pretty cool, too. Her explaining everything, like, to the cameras because she's documenting it.
She is.
And,
I've just seen it 90 times. That's all.
What? Why?
The story, that style, everything about it.
How so?
It's all cliche. It's all fucking borrowed, and it's all unoriginal as fuck. There were a few themes that were unique because not many people make haunted mirror movies anymore.
Are You Afraid the Dark had one that fucked me up, the Help Me written in the glass. Oh, that scared the balls off me. And then I think what happens at the end of it is that the ghost flips places with the little girl
and
she's caught
there.
Oh my god, dude, like,
trapped in a mirror forever, dude.
That fucked me up as a kid. And then the fucking they just blow out the match and then let you piss your bed.
Uh-huh. Then you're like your mom comes up and she's like, go to bed. And you're like, not now, damn it.
Yeah,
I can't sleep.
I'm pissing everywhere because I'm so scared. God, that fucked me up so hard. Are You Afraid of the Dark? I heard they're bringing back. Nickelodeon is.
Rated R?
Nickelodeon's bringing it back, so doubt it.
Doubt it. I'm thinking
Holy
HBO
shit.
Should bring it back.
There's this new fucking show coming to Toonami. Uh-huh. It's like an anime where like they're like these people's like hands get possessed by this like little. It's called, I think it's called Parasite.
It's really funny that you're talking about that anime right now.
Why?
Because literally, I showed it to like Dan and Scott, my friends of the show.
Yeah.
Showed Scott a few months ago, and I showed Dan like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I just about saw it. I saw it like maybe
the dude's
a week
hand
or two
turns
ago.
Into like a claw or a fucking face, and his face starts splitting into teeth.
But
and
what
shit.
Happens? Like the whole premise is that like there's these parasites that are taking over everyone, and they're trying to slowly take over the world. But this parasite, like, they want to kill it for some reason. They didn't really say in the thing, but like they all fight each other, like all these parasites, and their whole thing is like, "You saved my life." He's like, "I had to." He's like, "You're my human host." He's like, "And that saves my life." It's fucking. It looks so
which
brutal.
Is cool because that's a symbiotic relationship.
Yeah, it's like fucking Venom, dude.
Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, well, you can always acquaint it to something.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a fucking symbiote.
Shut up.
Literally a parasite.
Shut up.
All right, but anyways, but he also
looking at the drawing on your wall that.
Yeah, I got Carnage right
painted
below.
Painted white with your jizz.
Yeah, I do come on that all the time. That's my target. But Oculus, I give it like a 5, maybe a 4.
I give it a 1.1.
Really?
1.2.
No, come on. You probably, I'd say 3 for you.
Nah, don't tell me what I think.
A solid point.
All right, 2.
Okay.
Cut it in the middle.
What'd you got?
Move on down
what'd
the
you
road.
Got?
I mean, what I got?
What you got?
What you got?
What you got?
Started
next?
Watching Gangs of New York.
Yeah.
Haven't finished it, but, oh, man, I cannot tell you how stiff and diamond-like my Rod gets for Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm.
I mean, he's a fucking cutie pie, too, even when he's playing nasty dudes.
I can see it right now because you whipped it out earlier.
Yep. I pulled it, it's unzipped it.
Yeah, pants are still unzipped.
But honestly, like, even when he's playing Bill the Butcher, I'm just enamored by that dude's fucking ability.
Agreed.
And his looks. Like, he looks so fucking slick and badass, even though he's all cut up
and
fucking
greasy
one-eyed.
Greasy as all fuck. That dude hasn't seen a bath.
Because, honestly, who would have in 1860 in fucking New York?
Agree.
Yeah, fantastic.
I mean, I watched, I finished Peaky Blinders, and it's so good. I don't know when the third
season's
coming out.
Are they greasy?
Not really.
See?
A lot of undercuts. I think that takes away a lot of the grease. I don't know. I'm looking into it.
A lot of undercuts. They rub the grease into the undercut.
Yeah, it's something. Keeps it back. Keeps it nice. No,
Hell on Wheels.
They showed him taking baths in that, though.
Yeah, but like Hell on Wheels.
One dude's fucking two chicks in it.
Always sweaty
all
the time.
He's like, oh, I suck me cock.
That's what... you little...
I mean, if you're into that, Peaky Blinders is your show.
Oh, God. Yeah, or porn.
Yeah, you could
just
do that.
Go watch porn.
Yeah, Irish porn, though, because you need to live... Oi, suck me cock! You need that shit.
Irish and Scottish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, no, they're Irish because the IRA's in it and stuff. Yeah.
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 Irish. Yeah. All
right. I can't remember what it is either.
I think it's Irish Republican Army.
That might... Yeah, I think you are right. Yeah.
If I'm wrong, someone's gonna tell me.
I doubt it. No one talks to us.
Nah, I have like two or three humans. That
we
like
put
me.
This out into the ether and it just fucking withers away.
I'm pretty sure some chicks listen every
weird,
week and go, my God,
some
Tony,
weird dumpster, some weird dumpster on the World Wide Web. That's where we lie.
No,
yeah, they just chuck it in there like, oh, another podcast.
Not another podcast. This is like really, really top end, grade
that's funny,
A,
not
diamond
another,
level.
That has to be a fucking podcast name. Not another podcast. Like, not another
team
movie.
Oh, it has to be. Yeah. Fuck. Gangs of New York is the shit. It's,
I like how you went to your WNIR voice. Gangs of New York is the shit.
You will enjoy it for its grotesque, gruesome brutality.
Not another podcast. Already at episode 100.
Already there. Already beating us.
I fucking came up with the name just now. Already done 100 episodes.
Damn it.
All right, go ahead.
Damn it, if fucking Daniel Day-Lewis and Martin Scorsese aren't a match made in heaven.
Yeah, Gangs of New York. Actually, I've never seen the whole entire thing. I've watched the first 2 hours.
Why do you keep
saying
things that are like sacrilegious to my atheism?
Or not even that. Like, people are like, why do we listen to them? He has never even seen movies. All he watches is Transformers and Ninja Turtles. Like, this kid sucks.
No, I just...
Sorry again. That was another email I got.
Yeah,
another bill paid. That's... All right, that's a new bit for sure.
I hope it doesn't just keep going.
Another bill paid. Actually, that was Skyping.
I hope that bit stops.
Skyping musician's friend. You guys want to shop with me? Hot deals, electric guitars.
Listen, I don't care about your free porn offers, fucking spam.
Well, no, I guess it's guitar porn.
It is guitar porn. Yeah, you're paying way
overpriced.
Dude,
it sucks, man. Yeah, honestly. But it honestly sucks fucking like how much they email me and they're like, hey, buy this. I'm like, hey, I don't have money. Please stop this. Donato's does it too.
Oh, my God.
Domino's.
Dude,
they're all trying to bleed me dry, Tom.
No, I feel you, dude.
You ever
like I know first you, world I, problems? You know,
I know you don't smoke, but like I get stoned and I look at my phone,
uh-huh.
and it's a Domino's email.
Uh-huh.
I'm fucked.
Oh, and you're licking your screen.
How am I not buying it?
Okay, yeah. Honestly, this episode has so many potential names, but first world problems could be a good one.
Yeah, nah, that's so cliche. I hate first world problems. I think it's so fucking dumb. Yes, we all have first world. We live in fucking America. The things that we bitch about are so fucking innate, it's insane.
We could try not to bitch about them.
Exactly, but we don't need to be like, oh, first world problems. We're like, duh, we know. We know, we're all fucking little cunts. We get it. It's okay. We don't have to fucking
exclaim
it. No, it's
not. Strive to be better.
No.
Well, yeah.
You're part of the problem if you say first world problems, because that's just some fucking like...
No, I'm not. I'm trying to annoy you so you stop saying stupid shit.
No. It's like this weird internet zombie that just exists. It's like, I think things that were funny at one time, I will say again. I'm not saying you, because you're very clever and very...
No, keep continuing to tell me how that one little phrase just set you on a retarded rampage.
I'm sorry. No, it's not even you. I hear it a lot, though,
Did
other
they
places.
Say it on Smodcast too much?
It's not too much. It's not Smodcast. Hollywood Babylon. Well, actually, all of them. Kevin Smith says that he's like, oh, first world problems.
So you're like, man, come on. That's
I don't know
not
why
your bit, Tony.
I don't know why. No, it's not even that. I don't know why he says it. I'm like, you have way more other shit to say.
Why don't you
of, like,
hashtag him on Twitter fucking, and let him know that you don't like that he says
it's just,
that bullshit.
It's just such an overused fucking bullshit joke.
Dude, don't be a jabroni.
I'll take jabroni over fucking first world problems. And
Would
jabroni's
you?
Been... Fuck. Oh, dude, let's go jabroni. All right, jabroni.
No, I don't want it to be called
jabroni. Cast.
I think there was a funny thing you said earlier to name it, and you'll have to read, you'll have to listen back to this pile of shit.
No, it was like Cum World or something horrible like that.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Like Cum Planet.
Oh, yeah, Planet. Yeah, it was like.
Planet Cum.
Planet Cum, something like that, yeah.
It's like the worst Toy Story fucking restaurant ever.
I'm really clever.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Genre 5 up in this bitch, dude.
All right, was that all the movies you saw?
Yeah.
All right, I think that was all mine. All right, yeah. We did favorite ghost movies because we did Poltergeist for the Test of Tony and the Movie of the Week. We did the new one for the Movie of the Week, the old one for Test of Tony, obviously. And so we did ghost movies for Genre 5. Tony, hit me with your first.
My first one is Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters! When there's something strange in the neighborhood, who are you gonna call?
I'm not fucking talking to you. I feel like Peter Venkman when they're talking about nerdy crap and he's like, ugh, can't be bothered.
Bill Murray's fantastic in the movie, right?
Let's talk about how much they smoke and say the word shit
Holy
in that movie.
Shit, there's not a fucking second when they're not without a cigarette.
Uh-huh.
They're about to be ghosts with all that smoke they're
oh,
doing.
Dude,
cancer.
They are kicking it. They kick it hard in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's my first one. What's yours?
Let's see how many I got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nine.
I got 6. I'm not doing them all. I just need to eliminate
Is
one.
Is Casper in there?
It might be.
Fucking.
I'm just kidding. It's not. But what's her face? Oh, God. She was in Buffalo 66.
Christina Ricci.
Her most famous role.
Yeah. By far the one she's most renowned for. The Vincent Gallo film she did.
She was the bomb in Casper.
Oh, dude.
I actually just watched Adam's Family, a little bit of it with Lane, and that holds up the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Where Fester's like, not Fester, like yeah. trying to, yeah. I'm going to go with Darkness Falls.
You love that movie.
I do. I like Tooth Fairies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
My second one. Field of Dreams.
Ghost Dad. That's my second one, you fuck. Field of Dreams is really sad.
Yeah.
You wanna have a catch? Is that the last line?
Yeah, Pops.
Is that the last line you wanna have a catch
is.
Or some
yeah.
shit? Yeah, that's heartbreaking.
Yep.
Especially to those of us who have lost their father. Anyways,
so sorry.
Thanks for bringing that up. I was three people, don't worry. I'm over it now. Just took 23 years.
I love you. Move on.
I love you. Please stop making this awkward.
Jeez.
The Ring. That little girl fucked me up.
Ring.
I didn't see Ringu.
I know.
Yeah, there's way too many words in that.
Reading.
Yeah, I can't read.
Bazing.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is a really good genre five.
Yeah, this is
it's like the shittiest tennis match. It's like every ball hits the net. Like,
yeah,
serve,
and then we're
crack.
Just like,
okay, it's your turn to
serve. Sweating to grab it off the net.
Yeah, we each
and
gotta
everyone's
run
waiting.
Okay, it's your serve, man. And I run back to my spot, and then you hit the net, and you run back up,
yep.
Throw it to me.
Yep.
Next one on my list is Stir of Echoes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Isn't that the shit?
Kevin Bacon, right?
Kevin Beeswax,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah, Beeswax. What the fuck's that?
6 degrees of these bees nuts.
Bees nuts. Yeah, that's a great flick. Do you have anything to say about it, or do you just want to keep
Yeah, I
back
did
want
to say something about it.
Good.
We should watch it.
Oh, yeah, for
it's
sure. Oh, let's do
real scary.
Next, Test of Tony. We'll do it. Or do you want to do movie of the week?
What did you say?
Next Test of Tony or movie of the week.
No, do Test of Tony because then we got to think. I want to think of a more Halloween-ish one even more.
Okay, yeah, that's cool with me.
Than that. What's yours? Oh, I love Stir of Echoes. Kevin Bacon's the shit. And it's a really, really original. I don't know. It's a really solid feeling fucking like sort of haunting film, even though it's been done a lot. Like, a girl was murdered in a bad way, and someone needs to help her find her way.
You know what,
like,
I can't
find the killer, but it's unique and fucking. It feels almost like a cheap like Mystic River.
Yeah, I was about to say it's kind of like a thriller with
yeah.
a ghost aspect, like
yep.
a supernatural like cadence to it. The fucking you know what movie I'm stoked for? Guillermo del Toro's new movie, Crimson Peak, I think it's called.
Crimson Peak, yeah.
Holy shit, that looks like everything I want to see in a movie. But then again, that's what I said about Pacific Rim, and that shat right on my face.
Well,
with that fucking love story, I don't give a shit about that Asian lady or that fucking little white boy that fucking suck at acting. I just want to see shit get beat up.
I know.
And right now, I just want to see shit get scared. In Crimson Peak, and I hope it scares me.
Shit gets scared.
The Sixth Sense is my next one. I know that's cliche as fuck, but
it
that
is.
Movie fucking blew my mind.
Did not see it coming the first
time. No.
I was like, you got to be kidding.
And not only that, the whole like red doors and shit. Even though, dude, that girl throwing up underneath that fucking like little tent. Oh, fuck me. Into the fucking the hanging people in the school fucked me
up
too. Stuttering Stanley. Even that part was unsettling.
Yeah.
Shut up! The teacher screaming at little Haley Joel Osment. I'll get into character, dude.
Shit.
I'll channel that shit. Go ahead.
Fucking psycho, bro.
American psycho.
All right. Next one on my list is a Guillermo del Toro film.
Not Pans.
Devil's Backbone.
Okay, cool. I've never seen that.
It's incredible.
We should do that for movie. Wait, is that Halloween enough?
I don't know if you
enough?
Can handle it.
Is it Halloween enough?
No.
Have I seen Devil's Backbone?
I don't think you can handle it.
Hold on a second. Let me look this
shit
up.
Okay.
I mean, you can keep talking. What's about?
Mighty made a little barky bark downstairs. A little doggy dog bark bark.
He did?
Mm-hmm.
Is Paul in here?
Is Paul inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's okay. Should we go check on him?
I don't know.
Hold on. Hold on, folks.
Hey, pause, folks.
False alarm. The dog's fine. Okay.
Fantastic.
So, give me your next genre five.
Fantastic. Last
Fantastic.
One on my list isn't
Wait,
that.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Well, I only have three.
Ghostbusters, Field of Dreams, Stir of Echoes, Devil's Backbone.
Oh, okay, so it's my turn. Silent Hill.
Oh, by the way, your girlfriend found her birth control.
Oh, thank God.
Thank you. I do not want to be Uncle Tony. No Uncle Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be. I don't want
to
be.
I needed to tell you that now because it was urgent.
I don't want to be Father Paul. And not like I don't want to be a reverend. I would be a reverend. I'd like to marry people, I think.
Reverend?
Go ahead.
Last one's I kind of like. I'm
Wait, no, it's my turn. Silent Hill. Go ahead.
Silent Hill. Oh, real good. I switched mine to that.
Yeah, right. That's a good one, dude.
Yeah, bro.
Dude, it's so sick.
Mine's Ghost.
Fuck,
I'm
you
just
love
kidding.
Pottery.
No, mine's Insidious, but...
Ah, what a shitty movie. All right, I'll give you this. The first, like, hour of that movie is fucking sick.
That's what I love the most.
And then the last, like, 20 or 30 minutes when they go into shitty dream world, I wanted to fucking find the writer, director, actors, and burn all their houses
I
down.
Love how you can be so adamantly, like, vitriolically angry at something, yet you like some of the stupidest movies ever.
Name one.
You own a couple.
All right, wait. Owning and liking are way different because sometimes I bought blindly.
Oh, you just buy, you just like close your eyes and just fetch some.
I was a big fan of Tuesday Movie Day and it fucked me up. It took a lot of my money too. I look at all my DVDs and I'm like, man, I could have done a lot in this world.
I could have been somebody.
Instead of buying a dying technology.
Jesus.
DVDs will be like gold bars one day. Yeah, don't worry,
like,
Mom.
Yeah, they're like Beanie Babies.
I got four. Oh, God, were they ever. They were the Beanie Baby of media.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Media Baby.
All right, you already did your last one?
Yeah.
Ghost.
Ghost. No, I'm switching it to Silent Hill.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Was Ghost really yours?
No, it was Insidious.
Oh, yeah, Insidious. Fuck that movie.
Continue. You can't even remember what you've already ranted about.
My bad. Sleepy Hollow. That was my last one.
Oh, Ichabod Crane.
Yeah. The one with Johnny Depp.
Johnny.
I think Tim Burton directed it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who's the chick in it?
I forget. It's very forgettable.
Did you watch Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah. She dances around.
Christina Ricci.
Yeah.
We talked about her earlier.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, she looks really hot in that movie. And all those old school dresses just push the titties right up to the jaws.
Oh, you like
those
corsets. Yeah.
Good God.
Good titty.
Oh, my God. Look at that half boob just popping
out. Yeah, but
out.
Then when those fucking slag-ass chicks take their fucking corsets off.
Oh, and shit hits the knees,
right into
bro.
Their armpit.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, they just tuck it behind.
Yep.
They got little titty wings.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so we did the test of Tony Poltergeist from...
82 written and produced by Steven Spielberg.
That is fucked up. Holy shit, really?
Ain't that something?
No wonder he didn't direct it.
That is something, isn't it?
Made $76 million total lifetime gross.
Shockingly good for the time.
Yeah,
it got nominated for 3 Academy Awards.
That's another like original horror movie that like did a really good thing.
It's got some fucking rough stuff in it, like rough themes, like tons of rapey ghosts, dude.
Yeah, and
throwing bitches on walls and trees and shit and like mud suck fuck puddles.
They really took that out of the new one.
That's all I
have to say
about
it. Which I was bummed about.
Oh, bummer.
We really could use some more rape ghosts.
Yeah, ghost doesn't try to rip the girl's shirt off. Dang it.
There wasn't one titty in that flick.
$10
million budget, saying $10,700,000, and it made fucking 76 or some shit, I think.
Beautiful.
Yeah, $76 million.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. The ending is fucking
gnarly.
It's one of those cool endings that kind of like, you know, gives you a little glimmer of hope, then it kind of comes back.
Yeah.
It's kind of really gets like cranks it up to 11.
They move the headstones, but not the bodies.
Sons of bitches.
Which the fucking new one, they really didn't.
Well, We could. I can give this one a solid 8.5 or 9.
Nice. That's sick. Yeah. I just watched this recently. Like, I feel like for the first time in like as an adult, so I really understood the concepts of it because I saw it when I was
you
like
knew the words they were using and
8
stuff.
Or 9, yeah. Maybe 10, and it was on cable too, so I didn't see all the rape and stuff like that, which I love.
Yeah, you're like clamoring for.
I'm
it.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, finally, this movie speaks the truth. No, I'm just kidding. I don't like rape. I don't condone it either. But Poltergeist, I watched it like maybe like 6 months ago. I'm not. You talk quietly and think I can't hear you. I'm wearing headphones. Stop it.
He will rape you.
Stop it. I really enjoyed it as well. I'd probably give it like an 8.
He just wrote me a note that said he wanted to rape me.
Yeah, I slid it over. You just hear like,
and I'm like. And you're like, uh-huh.
Yeah, no, you
back to the show, you fat piece of shit.
I would never say that to you.
No, not on air.
All right, yeah, exactly. You give an 8.5, I give it
an 8.5, yeah.
I like the movie. I think it's great.
I think, yeah, it's a real solid, scary as fuck, like, ghost fucking film.
Yeah,
from
you
a
watch
long
that
time
shit
ago.
Alone in the dark, it still fucks with you a little bit.
Man, oh, man.
They're here.
Stop that shit. I hate you.
Don't go into the light. That little, I missed the little old lady in the new one. I wish she would have been in there.
Oh, instead you get the, that redheaded dude who's in a bunch of movies. He's a good actor, but he's in a bunch of movies.
Yeah. He's a great actor. Fucking dog shit. Okay,
oh,
we'll
no.
Get
he,
to
yeah, he wrote that one right in.
Movie of the week. Poltergeist from 2014, I think, right?
15.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, that pumped right to DVD.
Wow, might as well have been VOD.
Dump that shit. And Sam Rockwell, I have a tremendous respect
dude,
for.
Dude, honestly, I was just telling somebody at work, and I was like, I love Sam Rockwell.
Yes.
He is fucking sick. Choke is one of a fucking great movie. One of my favorites.
Moon, Hitchhiker's Guide to
Moon
the Galaxy.
Moon is insane. Hitchhiker's, and I mean, that's almost like hacky work for him, but he's so amazing in it.
It's hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah, definitely. But like Moon is insane. Fucking Choke is incredible. He's been in a lot of good even fucking what, Iron Man 2? Yeah, the Whiplash
he played
one.
Hammer, yeah.
Like I dig him a lot, but holy God was he phoning this fucking movie in.
They all were.
They could have done this
There's
from home
not one
on Skype.
Redeeming quality about the film, other than the fact that if you hadn't seen Poltergeist, it gave you a fucking roadmap of where it went in 82.
Yeah.
It did.
There was a clown in this. There was a tree in this.
Yeah.
There was some mud fucking
There's
in this.
There's a rope in this. Yeah. Like, oh, the house just wants the family, not like anyone, just the family. Like, well, why? Who knows?
Well, they made it seem like it was the little girl.
The little girl was the one that made contact, but then it wanted the whole family back.
But they gave the at the end. That's because, like, they
fucked
us.
That was a spiteful
us.
Thing, yeah. Yeah. No, the little girl was all they really wanted to take him to the light.
To the light, yeah, exactly. All right, so the movie starts out terrible. It ends fucking terrible. There's some cool CGI effects in it.
It almost ends like, I was like, did the budget die? Did someone die while editing?
Honestly, one thing I loved about the first Poltergeist, doesn't the house fold in on itself?
Yeah.
Like, into the ground, gets sucked into, like, this, like, gate to hell. This one, just, like, the roof shot off.
It just kind of shattered.
And then they just showed a lot of trash on the streets.
Well, yeah, because there was, like, the ghost was chasing them through light bulbs all through the town and shit.
I didn't even catch that.
Yeah, it always travels through
it
light.
It took me 3 sittings to watch this movie.
I
datted out each time, just passed
honestly,
out.
Honestly, there's a part at the end to where literally I was like, you literally left both story arcs unfulfilled, not consciously, I don't think it was conscious. I can't fathom it's conscious, because they wouldn't expect a viewing audience to be savvy in any way, shape, or form, or fill in any blank for themselves, because the people that go and paid money to see this were probably
walking dildos.
Troglodytes. Yeah, yeah. Like,
troglodytes.
It's absolute fucking, like, five-head, like, hammer-wielding monsters.
Me like movie. Me give you money. Entertain. Like, oh, Poltergeist. That'll be 3 for Poltergeist.
you and the missus are going to see it, huh? Date night.
Yeah, we got Bang Bang and Muff Muff over here.
Jesus. So, there's...
What do you mean about the two... unresolved storylines? Are you talking about the guy going in...
The guy going into the house.
Well, they find him at the end. On the GPS, did you catch that?
Yeah, but...
Like, he's back in!
In what,
like,
status?
They're because like, okay.
Because his body temperature is 52 degrees, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did they find a corpse?
Well, no, they all come out of there that cold. Remember, that's why they take him to the bath to warm them up?
Oh, I thought that was just to get all the fucking, like, dirty demon guts
ghost
off
jizz
them.
Off
yeah.
him.
Yeah,
which I thought
it's been
was weird.
A lot. It's been hard jizz up.
Dude, those ghosts were coming like Christmas. Wait, go burn, but no.
Yeah,
I'm like, there it is, everybody.
Ghost jizz. It'll haunt your sheets.
I got some tears in my eyes. All right, go ahead. But yeah, so that dude coming back. And
I thought he was like...
We're not explaining anything to
no,
anyone.
No, I thought you were explaining... I thought they were saying like, oh, did they find his corpse? He was literally just a blip on a fucking map. Then they clicked away.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you know.
I agree.
Not he walked out or they saw his corpse and like knew he like done his mission.
And then died or something.
And died,
I assume that that was going to be it. Like
he just reappeared, but
I think it should have been like... Let him go to the light and then like have that light beam come up and just know that he went with them.
Or like some sort of static on a radio being like, goodbye.
Or like it's done.
Yeah.
Like some just something dumb.
The
Instead
house
of like
is clear.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been so good.
Or
he's
clean.
Like basically
clean.
He's like, yeah, the house is clean. This house is clean. He's basically like a ghost hunter and like goes to houses, but it's all like fake as fuck. But
he does
to
it
do
for
this
money.
Shit for real.
Yeah.
And he actually came to this spot because his, like, ex-wife... It's real fucking convoluted.
Oh, yeah, you have to kind of fill in every blank.
Yeah, his ex-wife was, like, some person that they went to at the university,
for paranormal,
the mom that went to, and she was like, this place was laughed at, and they're like, yeah, we know it still is, whatever, we'll come check out your ghosts. And then they call this dude over, which happens to be her ex-husband, and then he comes over to fucking, like, help them out. And he's basically the old little fat lady in the original Poltergeist.
Yeah, he's the actual tech that knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, well, wasn't she, like, a medium?
No, who? His wife?
No, the little fat girl in the first
one. Yeah, she could, like, hear ghosts
she
and,
could
like,
talk
know
to
what
them,
they wanted, yeah.
Which they didn't
but
do in this
But he kind
one.
Of talked, but he didn't say, like, oh, I know what they're feeling, but he did. He said
one thing, like, I have special powers. And she's like, they're not that special, like his wife. He's like, you still miss me. She's like, not even a little bit. He's like, I can feel it. I have special powers. She's like, they're not that special.
I thought he meant giving her a big old boner.
Oh yeah, I got special powers coming in your face,
dropping it deep
to the balls, bitch. She's like, this is why we didn't have kids.
I'm gonna crack your ribs
with my ghost dick.
No, I'm gonna. This isn't on rails anymore. It's in the ditch.
No, we have derailed.
But There's also the fucking...
Let's hit some...
The other part at the end.
Okay.
They pull into a new house and they're all happy and the kid's wearing a fucking baseball cap and he's like, good job, bucko, fucko.
And
come
for
on,
some
kid.
Reason, fucking Sam Rockwell's wearing a Letterman jacket that's blue and
white. Well, yeah, because they've all been training for baseball camp.
He's the new coach. I guess that's his new
job. And the wife's
going to
be a cheerleader or something. But so they pull into with a realtor, and the realtor's like, yeah, and there's an old tree out back, and they all, let's
it's actually
go.
Ancient. It's here before the house, which is what they said about
the
tree.
Other one. Yeah.
And which is like watching the movie and knowing what Poltergeist was, when you saw that part, you're like, oh, that's the tree that rapes.
Yeah.
And then it didn't. Well, thank God, because it had a little boy in it. That'd be fucked.
It's bummed. I'm bummed for you. I'm sorry.
No, I'm glad that he didn't get raped. Yeah, that was a good thing.
Wow.
Glad he didn't.
I know.
Okay, I'm just making
sure. I'm going to edit it later.
Oh, yeah. I'm glad he didn't. Oh, no! But, yeah, how'd you feel about the tree wrapping through the house and grabbing him and then pulling him all the way back
through? I mean...
So dude, dumb.
It reminded me of, like, a Disney movie or a Jumanji, like, vine.
The clown sucked. It reminded me of Saving Silverman, I believe. That's where the dude is a, he shoots
raccoon.
Rodents.
Yeah.
Remember when he fights that raccoon and it's obviously fake and he's swinging around? That's exactly how that fucking kid looked with that stupid-ass clown.
The clown looked shitty in the first one, too.
But the clown was scarier in the first one than this. It was so dumb. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, they literally just drive away from that house giggling. They're like, not going to live there.
Yeah, remember
Ghost
Guys?
Let's go, guys.
Remember when our daughter almost died?
Not like anything ominous whatsoever. Like, the kid looks back and, like, the fucking lights start flickering towards him. Nothing, like, to tell you that, oh, it's still happening to them. Because if it's not still happening to them, why the fuck don't they move into a house with a fucking old tree?
Yeah, I don't.
If it's not happening anymore.
Or just don't go where a graveyard used to be.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why this is bad.
Literally just get some fucking soil x-rays and make sure there's
graves
underneath.
Go build your own house.
Yeah.
There you go.
On the water.
Honestly, make it a boat.
Uh-oh. Buried treasure.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with
Blackbeard's treasures under our house.
I thought you were going to go with dead ship.
Nope. Bermuda.
Triangle.
Bermuda.
Poltergeist.
Decahedron.
What does that mean?
It's a big shape.
Decahedron? Is that like a 10-sided thing?
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty geometric, that's for sure. Pretty fucking geometric, if you ask me.
Got a lot of letters in it that make it geometric. That's all I know. Okay, so what are we doing next week? All right, what's your score for Poltergeist 2015?
Oh, I give that one a hot 4.
I give it a 3. And I'm not trying to, like, show you up by shooting lower or anything like that.
That's a decahedron. Isn't it cool looking?
Yeah, it is. It looks... Is that, like, the... That's the 10-sided die from, like, Dungeons... Not... fuck, what's that called?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Is it D&D? Yeah, D&D. Yeah, yeah, they have the 10-sided die.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we doing next
week? There's 20-sided die, too.
Oh,
didn't
Jesus.
You know that?
Oh, my God. what are we doing next week, Tone?
I want to do Stir of Echoes as my
test of
Tony.
And well, then we need something scary for the... We're doing all Halloween shit, by the way. I think we discussed this
all
last
month,
episode.
We're going to just go hard on some Halloween. I'm thinking...
I picked Poltergeist and Poltergeist.
Do you want to hold off on actually watching John Carpenter's Halloween till later in the month?
Yeah, we can do that last.
I think I want to do that
one. You know
what
we should do? We should do Halloween... the remake and as Test of Tony.
You got to stop that.
And then Halloween... Dude, that's a good fucking movie.
No, I'm saying like... That's a whole lot of Halloween.
Yeah, but I mean, we can kind of jump, like, put
why
it together.
Why don't we do... I don't want to do the remake as a fucking...
No. I think we should do either...
Movie of the Week.
All right, you know what we should do? We should do Movie of the Week Test... I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, so Test of Tony would be the remake. That's from, like, what, 2006 or 7?
Dude, I could do a Movie of the Week of Halloween in a few weeks.
Okay, no, and we'll do the same episode we do John Carpenter's Halloween. Did he do Halloween?
What? Yeah, John Carpenter is
so home. both of those will be on the same one, kind of like Poltergeist and Poltergeist. We don't have to always do remakes, but
no,
I think
I'm
that would
saying,
be cool symmetry for it.
Okay.
You don't like that.
Well, I was just, I got so beaten down by Poltergeist this week.
Poltergeist is bad. Both these movies are good, I think.
No, one of them's good. One of them's just a piece of shit to make money off of a good thing.
You think the remakes, I can't wait to go over this test of Tony, because I'm going to watch that too. I own it. I love it.
What? Oh, no, I'm talking about the Poltergeist fucking remake.
Oh,
the week I just lived in.
This was dog shit.
No, I'm not saying the Halloween remake is total shit.
First one
the
good.
Rob Zombie film is fucking solid.
Yeah.
Dude, solid and scary as fuck, dude.
Cool origin, too.
I like it. But we'll talk more about that when we actually do it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, but next week, Serve Echoes, Test of Tony, movie of the week, what are we doing? Something Halloween-y. Halloween.
Movie of the week, not stupid-ass corny. It needs to be serious fucking... Does it need to be Halloween-y or a horror film?
Paranorman.
Shut up. It's not going to be fucking, like, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh, that's a good one, dude.
I was so surprised you didn't kick into song.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. I was going to save it for the Halloween episode. No, dun, dun, fucking blew my load.
You don't know any of the words?
Yeah, I can remember that part.
Life's no fun without a good scare.
Oh, okay.
It's our job, but we're not mean.
In this town of Halloween, this
I know, Halloween, shut up, you don't have to sing the fucking chorus.
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Only people
Halloween.
Care about the fucking verses, you sack of shit.
In this town, we go home.
I fucking
everyone hail to the
hate
pumpkin
you.
Dog. La, la, la. Dude, you know that was our first episode?
I want to crack you over the head with an empty beer bottle.
You know that was our first episode?
Was it?
No,
it was one of them.
It might have been the second.
You were warming me up to podcasting.
We're about to have our year anniversary, me and you.
Holy crap.
We haven't done 52 episodes of it because we missed a few weeks, like 6 or 7,
I think. Whose fault is that?
Mine, always.
Always?
Yeah.
I am an available, lonely, sad, hot, awesome dude.
And now we live together, so strap in, people. This is happening.
Yeah, strap on, dude. We're going to kick it.
Whether you like it or not. Okay, Serve Echoes.
I said strap on.
I know. Strap off. It's the strapper. I don't know. Sorry.
I'll never take the strap off when I'm behind you.
That's what I'm talking about. Always strap on. Yeah, because you don't have a dick, I guess. Go
I
ahead.
I get a bigger dick.
Mm-hmm.
With like horns
on
I'll
get a bigger dick. You just wait. You're getting the belt on all mad.
Down to my knee. This one's a real thigh puller.
Fucking 14-inch cock slapping in between your knees. I'm like, oh no.
I shouldn't have worn the roller skates.
I look like Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction. I'm like, oh, where's the samurai
sword?
Come
here, gimp.
Okay. What movie of the week?
This has been so cummy and rapey.
Yeah.
Late night is creepy.
Yeah,
dude.
It is. Yeah, last time we did morning, we were really getting the spectrum here.
Let me think. Let me use my mind.
All right.
Entertain listeners while I'm thinking about things.
If you guys have Halloween movies that you'd like us to keep thinking.
Yeah.
If you guys have Halloween movies that you'd like us to watch, or like a genre 5 that you want to have happen. Or even if maybe you wanted to come on the show, depending on who you are and if Tony feels okay with it, maybe we can make that happen. But he's shaking his head no, so probably not. But the other things you totally can do. So hit us up on Twitter at I Can't Read. EYECANTREAD. That's how you get a hold
spell.
Of us. I can't spell. I can't read.
Listen.
No, but hit us up there and let us know if you want genre fives. You can suggest Test of Tony's, news articles, movie of the week, anything. We'd love to have listener participation. Or even questions for us, like, what's your favorite movie to jerk off to?
Wow.
I don't have one. Actually, Leprechaun 3. That's probably the one that I jerked off to most. That leprechaun's hot. No, I'm kidding. There's this part where this chick's, like, riding on top of this guy, like, and she takes off her shirt. Just massive 80s huge tits with huge hair, and Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I fucking spanked my shit so hard. Just almost ripped it off.
Mine's Stripes with Bill Murray.
You love Bill Murray.
No. There's, like... 10 nude scenes in that fucking film.
Nice. Hell yeah.
I was like one of those like hard R's that he did, like a hard 80s R.
That'd be fucked up if you're like, Carrie, plug it up.
He does it with
I had a finger in my ass and I jerked off. Plug it up. Plug it up.
I fucking forget the guy's name.
From Stripes?
No. He's in Stripes, but yeah, he plays Egon. In Ghostbusters.
Oh shit, he just passed not too long ago. Oh god damn it.
I know, but he's in that movie too. He's fucking awesome in it.
Hold on a second. I do want to give him his just desserts because that dude is sick. Harold Ramis.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. He's fucking
He wrote Year One.
That's cool.
He was also he was a really good father figure in a movie. I can't remember
Orange
what
County.
It was.
Not Orange County. I'm Knocked Up.
That's so fucked up because I was thinking Orange County. But you're totally right. It's Seth Rogen's dad. That is fucking perfect. I love that scene so much.
Yep.
And that seems so improvised. The way that he laughs in it is so organic.
Yeah,
such a cool
he's
scene.
He's beautiful.
Go ahead. What's your Halloween movie that you want to do, buddy?
I was thinking something super fucking like gory but still cheesy. And so it's
Evil
up
Dead.
To you. I mean, Evil Dead's right there on the fuck. That's ripe for the picking.
Do
Freddy, the first fucking Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I've been singing a lot of that song.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street,
One,
Evil Dead,
two,
or
Freddy's coming for
shut,
you.
Just shut the fuck
Three,
up.
Four, better
oh, I almost got derailed Five, from making six, my stupid, seven, stupid fucking thumb.
Get your crucifix. I couldn't remember that part.
Nope, that's not.
Yeah, it is. 7, 8, better stay up late. 9, 10, never go to sleep again. They're playing Jump Rope. That part fucked
Listen,
me up.
Listen, Mushroom
looked
Head.
Like the fucking
I,
little,
I don't
is that from Mushroom
it.
Head?
I don't want to hear it.
Did they use that?
Probably.
Yeah, honestly.
You know.
Tape some X's over your tits and let's watch fucking Freddy Got Fingered.
Put some X tape over your tits.
Not Freddy Got Fingered at all. That'd be a fucked up movie. Freddy Got Fingered with a claw.
Wow.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, in the vein of Evil Dead, Freddy, Phantasm, something along those lines.
I just watched
Hellraiser.
Phantasm not that long ago. Hellraiser, I'm totally down for, but I've seen that a ton of times,
I
too.
I know.
I don't know.
Dude, even like, I think we've watched Event Horizon. That's a fucking
I don't
great
think we've
one.
Ever done, I don't think we've, I haven't seen that in a minute either. Yeah, I'm done. Let's do Event Horizon.
Fuck, yeah.
Because I know that makes you happy. Well, Sir of Echoes, too. You got a good week ahead
of
you. Oh.
I had to make up for last week when
genre
you just
five.
Jammed two dicks in my butt.
Genre five, are we doing
what
like
do you
want to
do?
Monsters?
Yeah, like classic monsters.
Classic monsters.
Well, and we can do current films like
with
classic
monsters, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
There's all kinds of werewolves and vampires out there nowadays.
Yeah, have you seen Underworld? All right, until next time, go burn books.
Burn them.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Podcast Channel production. Executive produced by Bob Camparta, Paul Wolf, and Sean Ast. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.podbean.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. Yeah.